Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
All right, here we go. Boy, that went much quicker than I thought that it was going to go. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hour number two. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Okay, so let's see. All right. So bottom of this hour, I'm going to share with you an interview that I previously did with Peter LaBarbera, and we're going to talk about the invasion of the LGBTQ. Folks, it's important. It is one of the 45 goals of the Communist Party. That's not so much better. But yeah, I do this, and all of a sudden there's changing color. All right, I apologize. Sorry. ADHD. Butterfly. All right, let me get to this. A few things. So, talking about the NFL and what's happened over there, and by the way, there is some good news this morning with regards to DeMar Hamlin, and apparently he's holding his family's hands, and so there's some there's some good news with regards to that. There's a meme that is out. He was in one of the commercials, the State Farm commercials. He's a singer. Anyway, put a meme out, shunning Tim Tebow taking a knee and glorifying the players taking a knee the other night. So, let me share this with you. So do we now believe that the NFL has gone Christian and God is back on the altar? Remember, they pushed the LGBTQ agenda and Michael Sam. They castigated Tim Tebow for taking a knee. They pushed the BLM and anti-God, anti-America, pro-communism, racist agenda. Their assault on Tim Tebow was a direct result. Hang on one second. Okay. Their assault on Tim Tebow was a direct result of a commercial that Tim and his mom did for Focus on the Family in support of life and her decision not to abort him in the Philippines. That commercial sealed his demise in the NFL and led to the unceremonious termination of Dr. James Dobson and the takeover of his ministry by rogue agents within. Ken Hutch Hutcherson, who was a close friend of Dr. Dobson, spoke about that here on Chosen Generation Radio when it happened. There are some who are challenging the prayers and pointing out that fear has gripped many of the players regarding the events of this past Monday. I do not believe that a constructive conversation about that is wrong. In fact, Scripture tells us that God has not given us over to a spirit of fear. Fear is the contradiction of faith. We are walking if we are walking in fear. If we are walking in fear, then faith has no room to operate in our lives. The Word of God also says that without faith, we cannot please God. Hebrews 11:6. One verse being tossed around is to test every spirit. 1 John 4:1. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses Jesus Christ having come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not of God. And this is that of the Antichrist, which you heard is coming and is now already in the world. As a deliverance minister, I'm profoundly aware of this passage, and it is used in our ministry when dealing with confessions of truth. That being said, the recognition of the use of fear to manipulate as a tactic is not of God. However, the Word of God also says that the fear of God is the beginning of knowledge. The exact quote is, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." That's Proverbs chapter 1. I replayed for you this past hour the introduction to the CGR wellness products and discussed the need to supplement to improve your health. I share regularly stories of individuals that get sick, and we discuss the vax and its effects and the pandemic and sickness in general. My people, according to Hosea 4, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. Yesterday, Pastor Rafael Cruz and I discussed the book of Ephesians chapter 3 and the manifold wisdom of God being revealed by him in the church. Addressing these shortcomings and warning of the consequences is not fear-mongering. It is exactly what Paul did in his letters to the church, and it is what the prophets did throughout the Old Testament. It is what God mandated for believers to do in the Great Commission. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. We begin by sharing that we all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Then we share the solution. But the warning comes first. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, his Son. Along the same line is the question of who are the players praying to and bowing to. The spirit of fear is, along the same line as the question of who are the players praying to and bowing to, the spirit of fear is a celebration which we concluded Christmas Okay. So in other words, what I'm saying, man, that I write these things and I swear WordPress changes my words or leaves words out. At any rate, so along the same line as the question of who the players are praying to and bowing to, and that spirit of fear is the celebration which we just concluded, which is Christmas. So let us turn to the authority of Scripture. Paul writes in Colossians 2:16, "Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days." Also in Romans 14:5, "One man esteemeth one day above another, another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. He that regardeth the day regardeth it unto the Lord, and he that regardeth not the day to the Lord doth he not regard it. He that eateth, eateth to the Lord, for he giveth God thanks. And he that eateth not to the Lord, he eateth not and giveth God thanks about days, the honor paid to them. Do not judge based on these things, and be not contentious over them." Romans 14:16. "But if any man seem to be contentious, we have no such custom, neither the churches of God." Again, Paul addresses this in 2 Timothy chapter 2. "But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strifes. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to acknowledge the truth, that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. So let us remember that God is God." John speaks this to Jesus in the book of Mark. John answered him, "Teacher, we saw someone who does not follow us casting out demons in your name, and we were forbidding him because he was not following us." And Jesus said, "Do not forbid him, for there is no one who will do a work of power in my name and will be able readily to speak evil of me. For whoever is not against us is for us. For whoever might give you a drink, a cup of water because you are in Christ's in name, truly I say to you that he shall certainly not lose his reward. I heard the Lord saying about the events that took place this past Monday, America, take a knee. I am God and I will insert myself where I will. I am God and I am already here. The word of God also says, to me, the very least of all saints was given this grace to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. This is out of 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And to enlighten all what is the administration of the mystery, having been hidden from the ages in God, the one having created all things, so that now through the church, the manifold wisdom of God, this is Ephesians chapter 3. To me, the very least of all saints was given this grace to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to enlighten all what is the administration of the mystery, having been hidden from the ages in God, the one having created all things, so that now through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms, according to the purpose of the ages which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access and confidence by faith in him. It is time for the church to rise up and be the church. Revival. I hear people saying, this is not a real revival. This is a false revival. But I hear God reminding those with ears to hear and eyes to see that he and he alone is the answer, that he and he alone is the one in charge. If my accident and my trips to heaven have taught me anything, it is that God is God through every situation and circumstance, and he's always working things out for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. So critically important that we understand that. All right, it's about time for me to take a break. Getting ready to do that. I'll be back with a little bit more right after this. There's a debate that continues on the floor regarding the Speaker of the House issue. I am standing with those who are saying no to Kevin McCarthy. Significantly, because it's important for us to understand who gives us life, who gives us liberty, and who establishes and has created in us the desire to pursue an abundant life. We need to understand it's not government, it's God. There is a foundational principle upon which this word, this idea of conservatism exists. I read an article earlier today. I'll share it with you right after this.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solutions Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below, or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
All right, welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. So I was talking with you, you know, I mentioned Ken Hutcherson in the dialogue that I just shared with you a moment ago. And Ken was on this program back in 2011, 2012, 2013, before his passing. He gave an interview to Paul Stanley in the Christian Post, and he says, "I am the gayest man I know." And it kind of starts out with, you know, whoa, what is he saying? What is he saying? Well, what he was saying was, and he was taking back words, and he was saying, I'm the happiest person you know, because that's what gay used to mean, happy. Just like the rainbow used to mean the promise of God. Rainbows were a beautiful thing, still are a beautiful thing. And they don't represent some equality or diversity. They represent God's promise that he's not going to use a flood. He's not going to use water to destroy all of mankind once again. That was his covenant promise. At any rate, somewhere that I was going before the break, and I got sidetracked a little bit here because I've been getting a lot of information. I know why, because I was talking with you about this issue, about what's going on in the House and the foundational principles that are associated with that, and where life and liberty and the pursuit of abundant life comes from, and is it God or is it government, and who's in charge, and so on. So, but there's a lot at stake with regards to this vote for Speaker of the House. And my friend, Dr. David Simone, has been sending me a lot of really powerfully important information that we should be aware of. Now, I called a couple of days ago Dan Crenshaw's office and basically said, "Hey, you're on the wrong side of this, and you know they are castigating these individuals." And I shared with you a list of those folks: Andy Biggs, Dan Bishop, Lauren Boebert, Josh Brecking, Michael Cloud, Andrew Clyde, Eli Crane, Matt Gaetz, Bob Good, Paul Gozer, Andy Harris, Anna Pauline Luna, Mary Miller, Ralph Norman, Andy Ogles, Scott Perry, Matt Rosendale, Chip Roy, Keith Self, Byron Donalds. They're being excoriated. And if any of these individuals are your members of Congress, please call their offices, 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121. Even if they're not, call Andy Biggs' office, Dan Bishop, Lauren Boebert, Josh Brecking, Michael Cloud, Andrew Clyde, Eli Crane, Matt Gaetz, Bob Good, Paul Gozer, Andy Harris, Anna Paulina Luna, Mary Miller, Ralph Norman, Andy Ogles, Scott Perry, Matt Rosendale, Chip Roy, Keith Self, Byron Donalds. Call them and say, "We're with you. We're with you. Stand strong. Don't give in and don't give up." And why do I say that? Why is that so critically important? Well, in part, and there was something that came out yesterday, and I have not been able to validate this, and that concerns me. Laura Logan put something up on Getter saying that Kevin McCarthy supported same-sex marriage. Now, I looked at his vote for the Respect for Marriage Act, and he voted against it. I don't know where that piece of information comes from. I looked, and I couldn't find it. He has, however, voted for vaccines, and he has therefore been directly involved in promoting this some of the vaccine ideas and voting for those things. But more important than that, Kevin McCarthy refused to address the issue of a tainted electorate. So the 118th Congress, this is written by my friend Dr. David Simone, is being considered for all those who have committed treason was committed. This is what the Brunson lawsuit is addressing. Is essentially there, he's addressing treason because there was an investigation, and an investigation should have. Many are not aware of the fact that Senator Ted Cruz signed a document authored by Paul Gozer that would have basically said that there is an issue with the election, and it would have remanded then that a investigation be done. Instead, January 6th happened, and we are looking at that. Today is January 6th, 2023, 2 years ago today. But January 6th happened, and the reason that there were the instigators there, you know, I don't have time. I'm going to tell you why the instigators were there right after this.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has seven different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for sports cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbals. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Ultrashot. Thanks to Ultrashot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. So let me share this with you. There is a provable constitutional truth. Dr. David Simone will swear to this under oath. It was publicly known that an official Electoral College complaint by a United States House of Representatives member was going to be submitted in writing and possibly signed by a senator. C-SPAN broadcast the joint session live. Senator Ted Cruz did, in fact, sign Representative Paul Gosar's Electoral College complaint at 1:15 p.m. Eastern Time on January 6th, 2 years ago today. What that would have done is that was the debate then. They bring that to the floor. All it takes is one member from each house to call into question. And then the Speaker and Vice President Pence would have then had to have said, we must call a recess and a debate must be taken up in both the House and the Senate. Now, those issues, that was set to take place. Per the C-SPAN broadcast, there was over 1 hour of separate chamber debate during which there was this illegal riot and breach. And, of course, we never want to attack or assault a police officer. But if you watch these documentaries, this was all a setup. And many have been asking the question, why? What was going on? What did they know? Well, not one January 6, 2021 committee member or testimonial has included comments on this information. Not one. Why would that be? Because they're hiding that. Because the goal of this was to go after President Trump, to go after his followers and to paint a group of Americans as terrorists and as enemies of the state, and they have successfully managed to do that. Now, only the Speaker of the House is in charge of the Capitol's sovereign grounds and to provide security for those grounds. The standard one-block perimeter, which Dr. Simone testifies he personally experienced in January 2009, during the D.C. National Conference of Mayors and Inauguration, was not implemented by Nancy Pelosi. And you have to ask the question, why is that? She claims that she was unaware of her security responsibilities. But how does someone who has sat for that long in the position of Speaker of the House, how does someone who has been serving for this many years, what is it, 30-some-odd years that she's been sitting there? Let me see. Let me do a quick look. When was Nancy Pelosi first elected. So Nancy Pelosi, she was 12th. So she's been in Congress since 1987. She's represented California's 12th Congressional District in the House since 1987. Man, that, I mean, she was the Democratic National Committee Chair in 1976. So, early life, education, U.S. House elections. Okay, so Philip Burton passed away. So, we go elected two terms. Burton died just a month after being sworn. Democrats had held Pelosi's seat since 1949. Okay, that's fine. Philip Burton died. She picked Pelosi as her designated successor. Decided not to run for... Okay, so yeah, so she's been in that office since 1987. So that would be 35 years. 35 years she has been in the House of Representatives. And she's going to say that in 35 years she didn't know who was in charge of the security for the grounds of the Capitol. And she's been Speaker of the House for, well, off and on now for quite a long time. So it you know, Speaker of the United States House of Representatives, let's see, she was there from from January 4th, 2007 till January 3rd, 2011. That's 4 years. Now she's been there again for another 4 years. So this is her second term in that position. She was the House Minority Leader for 4 years prior to becoming Speaker of the House. House Minority Leader for 8 years prior to becoming Speaker of the House. Leader of the House Democratic Caucus for 20 years. A person who is in this kind of leadership position to suggest that they don't understand these rules or who's providing that security is outlandish. And yet, for some reason, she chose not to put out normal security. And I think this is part of the issue as well. So on January 6th, 2 years ago, was this transfer of power and they were going to have this vote and so on and so forth. Historically, it appears that there is a historical precedent by which when these kinds of events are taking place, there just normally would be added security simply because of who's there and what's taking place. And we wanted to protect our representatives, not against citizenry, but against an attack by a foreign entity that could happen on our own ground. Makes perfect sense to me. And so that didn't happen. Now, and it would also follow, if you logically think through this process, because there was a necessity. There were stages that were set up on the steps of the Capitol, on different sides of the Capitol, for rallies that were planned, and there were permits that had been handed out for those individuals. That's why Dr. Simone Gold, that's where she was headed. There were others that were interrupted and rechanneled into the Capitol itself, as a matter of fact. There's many stories of that. And so there's all these individuals that had every reason to be there. And then that President Donald Trump decided to have his rally at the Ellipse, which interfered, quite frankly, with the plans of many of these individual groups who already had committed to and paid for and put out money for these events that they were going to be hosting at the Capitol. In particular, obviously, was the issue of lockdowns and things of that nature, the open border issue. There were a variety of issues. And I lay out a number of those issues, actually, on my blog about January 6th and about exposing the truth about January 6th. So all of that having been said, folks, it's important for us to understand, what's going on. Man, I'll tell you, this light is really bugging me today, and I'm not sure why it's acting so bizarre. It's just really reflecting strangely. I've not experienced this problem. Try this. Okay, that's a little bit better. My goodness, it's really bothering me. I'm watching my forehead just glare off into the camera. Anyway, so there you go. All right, going to change gears for a second and go back to something that I was talking about with regards to the principles and what it is that's being fought for. We talk about budget. We talk about border security. We talk about these things. What I just shared with you is critically important to understand regarding January 6th, especially in light of the fact it was 2 years ago today. So I think it's an appropriate day to have that conversation. And on January 6th, we had a situation where it was known that these documents were going to be coming forward. There was an investigation that was underway, an investigation wherein one of the members of the intelligence community conducting that investigation had said, hey, I need more time. I'm asking you for 10 more days. That's what the Lloyd Brunson, that's what their lawsuit is about. Lloyd Brunson's lawsuit is about why didn't they continue the investigation? And he is asking a court to say that these individuals should be removed from office for this act of having basically violated their constitutional oaths. And those constitutional oaths are covenantal. And so that's what that lawsuit is about. All right, we're going to take a break. I'll be back with more. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
We are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. On the pitch. On Bhattatalago.
Gosh.
And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Hey, welcome aboard, folks. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Wow. We've got a great program lined up for you today. Last hour of the show, Ken Thornburg is with us, our deliverance ministry guy, and we're going to be talking about holiness and righteousness. Holiness and righteousness is the only thing that's going to save this country. At the end of the day, folks, I'm telling you, that is the only thing. Everybody wants to quote 2 Chronicles 7:14. You know, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. Yeah, but there's a little part that's missing there. And turn from their evil ways. And when you keep coding things like sodomy and killing babies and drag queens teaching kids how to read and perversion and transgenderism and 9 to 40% of Gen Z, the youngest generation, thinks that, you know, well, it's cool to be, you know, LGBTQRS, and it's probably going to be fun when some guy sticks his throbbing member in my caboose. I, you know, Robert Oscar Lopez says himself, having been living that lifestyle, George Carneal says, look, it hurts like hell. It's the least fun part for the receiver. I hate to be so graphic, but I'm going to tell you something. In Fredericksburg, Texas, the conversation that I just had with you is in the textbooks that are being read in kindergarten, first grade, second grade, and third grade, and the books that are in the library in the grammar school. And when they tried to bring it to the newspaper and they tried to bring it to the school board, the parents said, why are you putting this in front of my child? They said, sit down, you don't understand education. So a man with his own money printed pages out of these books and published his own newspaper and sent it out to 15,000 people in the county. And I can promise you that when parents start getting that in, now they've had a mixed response, which tells us how absolutely screwed up people are. If your kid is having that kind of crap put in front of them, if your neighbor's kid, if any kid in your community is having descriptions of anal sex read to them in the classroom, I don't really care what age, but especially at 5, 6, and 7 years of age, and well, I don't know, you know, that might be okay. You need to have your head examined. Somebody needs to hit you upside the head with a 2x4 to get you straightened out. Oh, I probably shouldn't have said that. Who cares? It's sick. People would be put, I mean, God, people would be put in jail for putting that kind of material in front of children. And people would be put in therapy for thinking that it's okay for children to have that. Alfred Kinsey was a sick pedophile pervert who had no business in the system of education. All right, Peter LaBarbera is with me. Peter, Americans for Truth About Homosexuality, for Truth About Sodomy. Is there anything in my rant that I've said that you go, oh, Pastor, I think you went too far?
Well, I think the interesting thing about your rant is that you actually describe the practice. And you know, the whole culture tends to, the liberals deal in abstractions because they don't want people to know what's actually going on. A lot of the conservatives are afraid to deal with the abstractions because it's so gross. But what the irony is that while everybody's dealing with this in an abstract way, nobody's dealing with the problem. And now we're seeing, which we're going to talk about later, monkeypox actually linked to these behaviors, which are like Sodom and Gomorrah all across the world. And Greg, I've been thinking a lot about this issue, as you know, for a long time.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to think, and maybe you agree with this, that the LGBTQ started with, it all begins with gay, remember. It all begins with the normalization of proud homosexuality. Now the cousin of homosexuality, which is gender rebellion, comes forth. But we've tended to think about this issue in Christian circles from a rights perspective, right? We don't want their agenda trampling over our rights. But I think we need to start thinking about this issue in terms of it is the leading force degrading our civilization and our nation. You've got rampant, of course, you've got radical feminism, you've got the CRT, you've got this this racial hatred that the left is pushing, this racial resentment. But I think the LGBTQ Pandora's box, the figure you quoted for young people, the Gallup poll, which found that Gen Z in 2021, Gen Z, which is the youngest, now I guess there's one younger now, but I think it's 18 to 25, the figure was more than one in five, 20.8% identify as LGBTQ. Now think about that. Our generation would be under 2%, under 3%, then the next one under 5%, then the millennials 10%, now 20%. Bill Maher made a joke of it. He said by 2040, the whole country's going to be gay. But what we're seeing is this Pandora's box. When you take away the boundaries and you start promulgating and propagandizing this to children, it keeps spreading, and now you see corporations promoting it ad nauseum. And I think we need to focus on how homosexuality, sexual deviance, and now gender deviance is itself one of the most destructive forces in bringing down the West.
Because our true freedoms and our liberties, the Bill of Rights, as John Adams declared, he said, look, our Constitution is fit only for a virtuous people. you there has to be virtue. And Dr. Hayter said this on the program yesterday, because he used to be of the same school that, well, what you do in the privacy of your own home, you know, we don't want to, we're not going to vilify, because whatever you do in the privacy of your own home is your own private business, and you should have the right to do whatever you want to do in your home. Here's the issue, Peter. The problem is, and this is why God sent the Israelites into the promised land and said, you got to wipe out the Canaanites. You got to wipe out the Hittites. You got to get rid of these people. Because you could have said, well, look, we'll just make laws, and as long as they don't do whatever they're doing outside of their houses, it'll be okay. There's two realities to this. There's a physical reality and a spiritual reality. The physical reality is whatever you do inside, whatever you're doing in your house, is going to spill itself out into your behavior with the rest of your community. It changes your behavior. They've identified that. Hey, this is Pastor Greg. I'm going to jump into the center of this real quick. There's news coming out right now, big story that's coming out. Kristi Noem's chief of staff apparently sent a follow-up or something over to National Review, and in there apparently made some comments about Ron DeSantis and his signing of the 15-week abortion ban. And there is a comment by somebody named Phil Kirpin. I don't even know who this guy is, but he says 15 weeks is politically sustainable. This is a nonsense attack. Folks, let me share with you 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Wherefore, dearly beloved, flee idolatry. I speak as to wise men. Judge ye what I say. The cup of blessing which we bless is not the communion. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we being many are one bread and one body, and for we are all partakers of one bread. Behold, Israel after the flesh, are not they which eat of the sacrifice partakers of the altar? What say I then, that the idol is anything, or that which is offered in sacrifice to idols is anything? But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. Ladies and gentlemen, let's be absolutely clear. Absolutely clear. Abortion is the sacrifice of children to the devil, under every circumstance, whether it's intended that way or not. That's how it's used. That's how that innocent blood is used. But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. And I would not that you have fellowship with devils. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and drink the cup of the devils. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. Do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? Look, Ron DeSantis, you do a lot of great things. But defending the 15 weeks and not saying, yes, we need better. We must do better. We must do better. To suggest that it's politically sustainable and to attack someone who comes out, we can no longer compromise. That's what's going on the floor of the House right now, is representatives that are saying, enough, we can no longer compromise. And as Christians and as believers, we will be held to account. I'll be back. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012. Patriot Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.